Ramp launches. Stablecoin accounts on Base for 50,000 corporate customers. Ramp, the corporate expense management platform valued at $32 billion, has launched stablecoin accounts on Base, Coinbase's Ethereum Layer 2 network. The product lets businesses hold stablecoins, earn rewards on balances, and pay vendors or employees directly in digital dollars. Base announced the launch on March 30, 2026, confirming the accounts are live. A $30 billion fintech goes on-chain Ramp is not a crypto startup experimenting with stablecoins. It is one of the largest corporate card and spend management companies in the United States, with more than 50,000 business customers, over $1 billion in annualized revenue, and $100 billion in annual purchase volume processed through its platform. Its customers include Shopify, Airbnb, and thousands of mid-market companies that rely on Ramp for expense tracking, bill pay, and corporate cards. The stablecoin accounts on Base represent a direct bridge between traditional corporate finance and on-chain infrastructure. Businesses can now hold USDC balances, earn yield on idle cash, and route payments to vendors or employees through stablecoin rails rather than legacy banking systems. This is not Ramp's first move into stablecoins. The company deployed a portion of its own $620 million corporate treasury into USDC through Circle's yield products, documenting the strategy publicly. It also partnered with Stripe in 2025 to launch stablecoin-backed corporate cards for cross-border transactions, starting in Latin America and expanding to Europe, Africa, and Asia. The Base launch takes this further. Instead of just backing cards with stablecoins behind the scenes, businesses now get direct access to stablecoin accounts they can manage, fund, and spend from. Why Base, and why now building on Base, gives Ramp access to Coinbase's institutional infrastructure, low transaction fees, and a growing ecosystem of on-chain financial tools. Base processes transactions on Ethereum's security layer while keeping gas costs a fraction of mainnet prices, making it practical for the kind of high-volume, low-value payments that corporate expense management generates. The timing aligns with a broader shift. Global stablecoin payment volume hit $9 trillion in 2025, an 87% annual increase. Stripe launched stablecoin financial accounts across 101 countries. JP Morgan piloted deposit tokens on Base through its Coinbase partnership. Citi began exploring stablecoin capabilities for corporate clients. Ramp's launch adds another data point to a pattern. The companies processing the most real-world business payments are choosing stablecoin rails over traditional ones for speed, cost, and global reach. What changes for businesses? Traditional cross-border corporate payments take 5 or more business days and carry fees of $50 or higher per transaction. Currency conversion adds another 1-3% in hidden costs. For companies operating across multiple countries, these frictions compound into significant overhead. Stablecoin accounts on Base collapse that timeline. USDC transfers settle in seconds at near zero cost. There is no currency conversion spread when paying in dollar-denominated stablecoins. Businesses can hold balances that earn yield rather than sitting idle in non-interest-bearing corporate checking accounts. The earn rewards component is worth watching. Ramp's existing treasury strategy involved locking USDC into Circle yield products at rates that outperform traditional money market instruments. If the Base accounts offer similar mechanics, corporate treasurers get a reason to move operating cash on-chain beyond just payment speed. The vendor and employee payment feature is the most operationally significant piece. If a company can pay a contractor in Lagos, a supplier in Sao Paulo, and a remote employee in Warsaw, from the same USDC balance, without touching three different banking systems, the value proposition becomes concrete fast. The stablecoin corporate card stack Ramp now has three stablecoin-adjacent products working together: treasury accounts, holding and earning on USDC, stablecoin-backed corporate cards, spending through Stripe's card infrastructure, and direct stablecoin payments, vendor and payroll disbursements on Base. This is the closest any major fintech has come to building a complete corporate payment stack on stablecoin rails. Other companies have pieces. Stripe has the financial accounts. Circle has the yield products. Coinbase has the exchange and Base infrastructure. Ramp is the first to combine corporate expense management, where 50,000 companies already track every dollar with native stablecoin accounts. For crypto card users, the ripple effects are straightforward. As more employers and vendors accept stablecoin payments, the on-ramp from earned stablecoins to card spending becomes shorter. An employee paid in USDC on Base can load a crypto card with zero FX markup and spend anywhere Visa or MasterCard is accepted. The gap between receiving stablecoins and spending them at a point of sale continues to shrink. Market context, BTC trades at $66,599, so 1.2% in 24 hours. ETH at 2019, so 1.9%, and SOL at 8234, 1.4% as of March 31, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 26, fear, reflecting broader market caution after BTC's worst quarter since 2018. Against that backdrop, institutional adoption of stablecoin infrastructure continues to accelerate regardless of token prices. Ramp's $100 billion in annual purchase volume moving partially onto Base would represent one of the largest real economy integrations with an L2 blockchain to date. Whether corporate stablecoin accounts become standard treasury infrastructure or remain a niche tool for cross-border payments depends on one variable: whether the yield and speed advantages survive regulatory scrutiny. The Genius Act stablecoin legislation working through Congress could either formalize these products or restrict them. Ramp is betting on formalization,